Finding a solution to homelessness, it's a struggle for every Bay Area city, from large to small. The city of San Mateo says it's found a way to help get its chronically homeless residents off the street. 10 years in, what makes it work? KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Tanya Mosley takes a visit.
When you've lived without the basics for so long, something as simple as washing and folding clothes can feel like a luxury.
When you're out on the street, it's like, okay, I've got one clean set of clothes. I've got to go find a place to do laundry, got to find money to put in the machines.
That's Steve Kraft. For nearly a year, he slept in the alley behind the Starbucks in downtown San Mateo. He ended up there, he says, by drinking himself out of a job and then out of an apartment.
Ended up losing pretty much everything.
Today, he's washing and folding his own clothes at home.
We get a bed, a refrigerator, a microwave supplied.
Kraft lives in a dorm-sized room at the Vendome. He still remembers his first night here.
The first thing I did, I went and took a shower. Because living on the street, you don't get that option every day.
The Vendome is an old hotel in the city of San Mateo, bought 10 years ago and converted into an apartment building. It was created for people who've been homeless for a decade or more and causing problems downtown.
Extremely problematic, urinating in public, shoplifting. One lady would literally shower in front of the movie theater, take off her clothes and take a shower.
Steve Carey, Vendome's manager, says before the city took on the problem, there were about 30 chronically homeless people within a four-block radius. Today, that number is more like two or three.
They've lost some dignity, they've lost self-esteem, and we get to give that back to them. And it starts with a room, and that's just the start.
The 16 residents have access to health care and counseling through the advocacy group Life Moves, and they can live here for the rest of their lives if they want. Most of the cost is subsidized by the federal government and donations. A part of what makes the Vendome successful is the small size of the facility and the city. The demand just isn't as great as in some places like San Francisco. But Brian Greenberg of Life Moves believes there is still a lot to learn from what works here.
I think it's a model for each community really taking proprietorship over their unsheltered population.
Something NIMBYism doesn't always make possible. Greenberg says in the Silicon Valley, a significant portion of the homeless population travels from city to city in search of services.
The more communities that step up, towns and cities on the peninsula in Silicon Valley, and say, we're going to create the right size solution for our community, then you can really positively and visibly impact homelessness.
This will be Steve Kraft's third year living in the Vendome. And now he has the clarity to think about his future. Maybe one day, he says, he'll move to Reno.
It's cheaper up there. They've got sports up there, so I'd be able to still go to baseball games. So.
Getting off the streets, he says, has given him the clarity to think beyond the day-to-day survival. I'm Tanya Mosley, KQED News.